Chapter 15. We took the last five clicks very carefully, sticking to the highest grass, running across occasional clearings. When we were 500 meters from where the base was supposed to be, Cortez took the 3rd platoon forward to scout, while the rest of us laid low. Cortez's voice came over the general freak. "Looks pretty much like we expected. Advance in a file, crawling. When you get to the 3rd platoon, follow your squad leader to the left or right." We did that and wound up with a string of 83 people in a line roughly perpendicular to the direction of attack. We were pretty well hidden, except for the dozen or so teddy bears that mooched along the line, munching grass. There was no sign of life inside the base. All of the buildings were windowless and a uniform shiny white. The huts that were our first objective were large, featureless, half-buried eggs, some 60 meters apart. Cortez assigned one to each grenadier. We were broken into three fire teams. Team A consisted of platoons 2, 4, and 6. Team B was 1, 3, and 5. The command platoon was Team C. "Less than a minute now. Filters down. When I say fire, grenadiers, take out your targets. God help you if you miss." There was a sound like a giant's belch, and a stream of 5 or 6 iridescent bubbles floated up from the flower-shaped building. They rose with increasing speed until they were almost out of sight, then shot off to the south over our heads. The ground was suddenly bright, and for the first time in a long time I saw my shadow, a long one pointed north. The bomb had gone off prematurely. I just had time to think that it didn't make too much difference. It'd still make alphabet soup out of their communications. "Drones!" A ship came screaming in just about tree level, and a bubble was in the air to meet it. When they contacted, the bubble popped, and the drone exploded into a million tiny fragments. Another one came from the opposite side and suffered the same fate.
"Fire!"
7 bright glares of 500 microton grenades and a sustained concussion that surely would have killed an unprotected man.
"Filters up!"
Gray haze of smoke and dust, clouds of dirt falling with a sound like heavy raindrops.
"Listen up. Scots wa hae we Wallace bled, Scots wham Bruce has often led. Welcome to your gory bed, or to victory."
This ends Disc 2.